Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, guys. Waiting on some old callers. I know this is the first night for this, and we're going to try to work through it. But just want to say good evening, good night to each and everyone. Just kind of want to introduce myself here. We normally have a grudge bike talk show that comes on weekly on Wednesday night. So Ken and I have kind of got together and tried to come up with an idea for us to kind of separate the Girl Scouts with the bike, with the ATV. So this is a test for everybody tonight to kind of see how this show would work out. And hopefully we can continue to do this like a bit of trial and error. Kind of want to give you guys some opportunity and time to kind of express yourself and show that, you know, the ATV guys in the world, we do race. So at this moment here, we got several callers on. So if you want to express anything or any questions you want to ask, whatever, feel free to press 1 on your phones and we will open up your line to talk. Let's see, I'm actually trying to send some messages out to others. I know we probably had a mix-up in time. People were thinking 11 o'clock tonight, but it actually was 9 o'clock Central time and 10 o'clock Eastern time. So if you want to pass that along and tell the guys to time I'm in, we'll take that opportunity and the time now to kind of spay and tell you to tell everyone to chime on in. Sorry for the schedule, but just got off another call here, so we are in the process. Let's see here. All right, while I'm trying to send messages out to each and everyone, just bear with me for about 2 or 3 minutes here. Phone may be quiet, so I'm just sending out messages to tell everyone else to kind of chime on in. All right, Kenny, if we have you on, man, press 1. All right, 9026. Your line is open.
Hey, this is Leslie.
Hey. How's it going, Leslie?
It's good. I'm with my friend, Shanae.
Okay.
I'm calling about custom cuts.
Okay.
You hear me good? Okay. I hear he's having a race up soon, coming soon.
You talking about for motorcycles or for ATV?
For motorcycle.
Are you talking about over in the South Georgia Motorsport track?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, actually, you must be talking about Dano. That was on the show earlier tonight, the Grudge bike.
Okay, did we miss that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
It's no problem, but that show is on every Wednesday at 8 o'clock your time.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. I'm still having problems trying to get in contact with the guy. So if you all, for the ones that's on, if you would text your buddies or whatever and tell them that the show is on, and we can go on and get started. And I do apologize for this last minute thing, but this is something, like I said, this in the beginning stages, so we'll work out the bugs stuff for you guys. Okay, sorry for the delay. I'm sending messages out, guys, to try to get the rest of the crew on. Because we only have about 10 callers now, so. Yeah, guys, I think a lot of the time was off, so I apologize for that. Okay, I think we've got Kenny and a few more calling in now. And once those guys call in, we can go on and get the show rolling. For the guys that are on now, if you wanted to say anything or have anything to say, we'll go on and we can open up your line. All right, we've got 3971. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, not too much.
Hey, as someone who is just new to this grudge racing thing, I'm trying to learn all these terms as far as a G-body, a back half. I mean, I'm very new to this, so I'm just trying to find out what is the difference between a pro mod, a G-body, a back half. What does all that stuff mean? Because I'm just getting turned on to you guys. I mean, I'm brand new to this. That's my question.
Okay. Actually, you maybe want to log into one of the car radio stations. This is a more of like the Grudge Bike Grudge ATV show. But now I can tell you, as far as with the Pro Mod cars and stuff, you are talking about cars, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, as far as with me, you know, observing a little, the Pro Mod cars, man, are those, well, it's hard to explain, really. The Pro Mod cars run the 3.5s, the low 4s, whatever, through the quad, and the G-bodies, you have some that runs down in the high fours, maybe mid fours, 5 second range mostly.
Right.
But that is a hard one to kind of explain. I'd love to try to get you on one of these car shows, and maybe those guys would kind of explain it into more detail. Which I know the Pro Mod cars are a whole lot more faster probably than the G body cars. The more the G body that I've noticed are more grudge races.
So y'all dealing with bikes tonight?
Yeah, we had a bike show earlier tonight that was on, and so that was basically what it was. Was it a message or something?
Right.
Because what you may have to do is to go back out there on the, as a matter of fact, I'm going to jot down your number, and I'll turn you on to the guy with the car show. And
oh no, I listen to Willie Dog and Pro Stock Joe and all that too. But I mean, I'm just dipping my feet into this, so I'm listening to everything, and I'm just, you know, I'm very beginner at this stuff.
Okay,
very beginner.
Okay.
So yeah. So I'm gonna go back on mute, but I'm gonna keep listening.
Okay. Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right. All right, guys, we have another number here open. The guy that's just raised his hand, your line is open.
Oh, this key and Chris.
Okay.
I'm trying. All
right, what's going on, man? Man, sorry about that time thing. That schedule kind of messed us up tonight. I was thinking that Eastern time is what threw off here, but I apologize for putting you all up an hour early, later, I mean.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah.
Right now as we speak.
Okay. Yeah, I knew a few came in earlier, but I think they hung up. But we got several people on the line now. Yeah, we actually have to get probably go to another date next week for us with the ATV thing where it won't overlap into that bike thing.
All right, it sounds good. I know a few people was working on calling in, so I'm trying to get everybody situated now.
Okay. Yeah. What took place up there this weekend, man? Did anything go down? Or?
We had that race up there at Rico's, but it rained, so we just went and played in the street a little bit, got a couple of races off.
Okay. I got you.
They got that event coming up in Albany at US 19 this weekend.
Okay.
That's skip race, actually. It's supposed to be a nice turnout.
Yeah, I heard a few messages online about that race. The two-day race, isn't it like a Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are you all going to make the trip down, or...?
No, I ain't going to make the trip down because I just traveled last weekend, did all that traveling. It was
okay,
it was bad
you.
Timing, really, for me.
Right, I got you. I do understand. They got several races going on over here next week, man, and the tracks are like 200-some miles apart from each other, so I don't know how I'm going to try to make both of those.
Did y'all get bad weather over the weekend?
We got some bad weather, Friday, I think. We came through Friday and kind of dissipated that evening. And they had another little, I guess you could say, a little semi-storm came through on Wednesday, Monday. Was that Monday or Tuesday? Maybe yesterday. That surface too, and I guess that's the weather that you all are getting now. So, is it raining up there?
No, it passed over. It tried to earlier.
Okay. Okay. Now, we had some callers on here, but we're losing them. I think the scheduling kind of threw everybody out. But we'll definitely get it straight for next week. And like I said, I apologize for that.
It's all good.
Yeah. Man, that little, what is that, 450 with that drag pipe on it, does that help out a lot on that bike compared to the one that, you know, like the pipe that came from the one? I know the stock pipe over that modified pipe there, you pretty much tell the difference, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got that. We got that just for drag purposes. It was built in North Carolina.
Okay. Well, okay. We got another call here, man. We're going to open up the line here. 2174. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, your line is open.
Yeah. It's Dion Selvin calling from Maple Hill, North Carolina.
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just called to show our support to the talk show tonight.
Yeah. This is something that we're trying to, like I said, build, man, for the show, the ATV guys and public that, man. The guys, you know, they do race too. I've seen that. Big race that was over there in Macon, I think, man, with the bikes or whatever, and was really impressed about it. And a lot of people think that the ATVs can't fill a track up either.
Yeah, we do all to try to fill the tracks up, support each other.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I would say that that's what people do be thinking, that we can't do it like on the motorcycles and stuff. And I see, I at the three events I didn't went to, I didn't see just as much racing and a nice crowd to where the tracks want us to come back. So that's why I say, and there's more bikes out there. So that's why I try to deal with you a lot, because you know a lot of people and we're trying to network here.
Right. Man, I love to see, man, all ATV events. Like I said, it makes a statement, especially when you can pull in a lot of guys, man, and actual racing is taking place rather than all that, you know, like they can't get a race or whatever. So that impresses me a lot. Then, like I said, a lot of people look at the ATVs as, man, you know, that's not, no, it's only a few of those guys around. So I'm like, man, no, you've never been to an ATV race before. You see, especially everybody come out, you know, man, you see all kind of benches and stuff set up, stuff you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, I will say that. No two setups is the same.
Yeah. For the last caller that called in, you run benches, man, or you have like a little street? Type.
We do the full scroll.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a full scroll, 450. We call
okay.
it CM.
I got you. Okay.
Representing Maple Hill, North Carolina.
Right, I got you. We got another caller here as well, man. We're going to open up the line here. 3804. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo, who all we got on tonight?
We know we got some camps on from NC. I guess I'll let them come on. They want to introduce themselves.
Y'all had me post the wrong time, or I got everybody thinking 11. It's Tony the Tiger.
Yeah,
we got the time kind of messed up tonight, man. That first time skids in that show, but hopefully we'll work out the bugs on it.
You got it?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever better.
Yeah. But the callers are calling in.
That's why I say whatever better for you.
All right.
Whatever better for you.
All right. Well, so what part of the town are you from, man?
Miami.
Okay. Man, how's the weather? They tell me the weather stays perfect down there when they're in town.
Yeah, I'm going to do another event here, like LaBelle, Florida, we did last February. I'm trying to get a track to cooperate where we could do one down here in February again. We got one coming up in Piedmont next month, in Piedmont. Then when is Mississippi?
That's November the 2nd.
Yeah, I think that'll close our year out, that one there. Then we're going to try to get in 2014, get it more organized. That way everybody can get on the same page and we can support one another's events. Because we just had a big conception, one event last weekend, one this weekend coming. So,
right. So hopefully, you know, too, that this radio thing would help, you know, for us on the communication side of it as well, for us to kind of keep in contact, and then you know, have some sort of way that everybody can kind of be on the same page as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to go on that so I can let everybody know we are here now.
Yeah,
like I said, I told everybody 11 o'clock.
Yeah, now I don't know what I was thinking about the 11 o'clock deal when I was putting the time out there, but yeah, it's excellent. You know what? When you did post that out there, I think on a few of them, I was telling people that it was actually 10, I think, my time. But, yeah, next week we'll definitely try to get that straight and get up or
I'm going to log off. I'm going to call y'all right back. I'm going to go on Facebook and let the guys know to call in now.
Okay. Well, this would be nice.
You done started your Banshee project?
Hmm?
I said you done started your Banshee project?
No, man, I got the right down to the bare frame. It hadn't decided on nothing yet. My engine. I know I'm gonna have to do something besides that 350 though. That's not gonna cut it now. These time of days.
Might as well go ahead and get in that King Cup class. You see where it's at.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, you're definitely right. Yeah, you got so many. So is it a big difference between the Super Cub and the Cub cylinder base? Is that the bore on it or just?
I think it's just the bore is the difference.
Okay. Because I see a lot of people with some Cub engines tell the guy with the Super Cub, man, we don't care nothing about you with no Super Cub engine.
Yeah, all from what I've learned, all the difference is a bigger bore. But other
okay.
than that, the same class.
Okay. Because really, I don't know what you even want the bigger bore for is with the weight of the piston and all that stuff there. I think you would want to keep all that stuff lightweight, wouldn't you? Or that pretty much depends on your setup.
I mean, it's all on setup, really, and everything really billet. It's just like on a motorcycle. Everything's billet and everything's super light. So it's all up,
right.
Like you said, it's all in your setup and who you got riding your bike and building your bike.
Right. Anyone over here spray nitrous on their Benzes? I know a few guys that tried to spray nitrous on it. And
well,
I know one
I got,
person really...
Oh,
what do
you think? You can keep talking first. I'll let you know in a second.
Oh, okay. No, I was just saying, I don't know, maybe one or two people that was spraying that really had some success with it, especially out here on this end of town. Man. Maybe, you know, the guys on that end probably doing something different. But
I know Dizzle tried to spray one of his bikes at one point in time, one of the bikes that's in the long chassis, the drag chassis. And it's a no bar Cub coming with a shot of nitrous on it that should be at my race.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. I got the word about that like yesterday, day before yesterday, that it should be ready for my race.
Okay. And of course, those fake nitrous real good. So we have a lady riding on this end here, man, she rides a 450 and she has gas on it. And it runs pretty good.
Yeah.
We got a guy over there in Texas with a Banshee, it's a turbo, trying to see if he would come over here and try his Banshee out. I know he always runs over in the bike races and stuff over there in Texas.
Yeah, I know. I think I know who you're talking about. I think they're part of the group, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he
runs good. Yeah, he does. He runs done good. But I've seen him get on a few street bikes. And, man, had those guys looking crazy.
Oh, yeah, them Banshees, if the street bike ain't, like, if street bike ain't set up right, them Banshees going to give a street bike a fight all day long.
Yeah, that was how many guys running on Benz with the booster in and other 1,000 set up on?
Ain't too many that I know. Caleb them got them few bikes with the motorcycle motors, but other than that, most of them running true Banshee motors. They just got good setups that run good.
Okay.
That one you showed me, besides that one and Caleb's, I don't really see them motorcycle motors run that good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Some guys over there in Rockingham were kind of scared of that one that we had over there. And Caleb and I hear that they run good numbers and stuff with that bike that they have. So do they have two
bike.
Bikes over there with the motorcycle engine, or is it just one?
I think they got four, two with bars, two without bars.
Okay, they all got motorcycle engines on them?
Yeah, they all got motorcycle engines on them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do they ever tangle up with you guys, or
We was trying to get him to run street sweeper with that in the drag chassis at my race, but Caleb them could never get the bike tuned in to the number they wanted. And okay. Then it started raining.
Okay. I got you. We got another guy here online. We're going to open up the line. It's 4690. Your line is open.
Yes, this is David Richardson calling for the scripper. You know, for me, the kind of Richardson boys.
Okay. But you're making a nice McCall out of here tonight.
Yeah. She won't be ready this weekend. Just letting the boys know.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we do have the super camp on. He came on and got off. Can you know those guys?
Yeah, I know the stripper guys. I bought my dirt bike from them.
Okay. I don't want to tell you combination of man, but is that race gas you got in that thing, man, or is that alcohol or methanol?
Alcohol is floating four strokes down. We are running MR12.
Okay. Man.
It ain't nothing big. It's just a little small 450. It still got a whole lot you probably could do to it.
Mm-hmm. But then just to see something like that, man, I know probably would. Because I know that he called out some 600 motorcycles too with it, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, because I pretty much figured, y'all, when we put a bike down there, we won't have too many damn dirt bikes to run.
I don't know, man. You kids down here may bring some dirt bikes out. Like, we'll have to, well, I'm telling them, don't gnaw the tires for them to come on the track, though.
Yeah.
Especially on the back,
gonna,
you know.
Yeah, they ain't going to hook up with them Navis.
Right. So, I mean, was it hard to set that bike up like that, or just basically just some aerodynamic?
I don't know, really. It's just a basic setup. It ain't nothing special, really.
Yeah, but just to see it lower and stuff, man.
Yeah, all we did really was take the. We didn't do nothing. Just had the forks cut, just like a motorcycle would have its forks cut, like low as you can get it with a little cushion.
Okay.
Other than that, it's just a street tire in the back, a motorcycle front tire, a street tire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what got my attention, man. That is something that may be a little sport that, you know, may grow sometime, man, with that dirt bike deal, like the little pit bike stuff. Well, do those pit bike guys ever line up beside you? They kind of scared of you.
I ain't never raced on a pit bike.
Really? Well,
nah.
See, that's what's popular now on this end here, guys, have a pit bike. But you may be able to get some races with that dirt bike, too. You just might get some races. Now, who's the guy?
Come down and try. Support your event.
Yeah, that was on there. Adam Lee, I think. You know those guys?
I don't know them. I know of them.
Okay. Well, you know, they talked up some noise on Facebook, I think. Man, the other week. I'm like, it's going to become a day when those guys come down from on the other end of town, man. They're going to show. And so I think
this time. A lot of your guys down there, they in them drag chassis, though. I don't know if they're going to put that bike back in the drag chassis, because when they headed in there, they couldn't get a race.
Yeah, man,
they
also
see the video
gotta,
I posted. They had to run a DM to get a race in the drag chassis. So.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to do that.
They may, you have a few of them that probably will, but they have a lot of stock chassis bikes down here as well. And like I told them, this will be the time to come out the closet with them. If you call yourself a racer and your bike is running, no time to stay at home then.
They seem like they're ready to come, though. I guess they don't like the way we said we're just going to come down there and take over.
Yeah. We got some callers, man. If any of you guys want to come on and say anything, I mean, open up the line here and you can speak freely. We got several callers. I think a lot of them probably just listening in tonight, kind of get the feel of it. So that track up there, Piedmont, I mean, is that, I know they were saying that that track looks real hard or whatever, but I mean, for a little ATV event, do they prep the same way like they would a bike event, or tell them? Okay.
Yeah, they prep the same exact way. I mean, and it rained. You know, most people say out there it rained, the track won't hook, but they done it.
Okay. I was in that book and things about Piedmont.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a few racetracks in the rain, and like you say, you'll see it, bikes and cars won't hook, they won't do nothing but spin. They had the track ready in about 45 minutes. People were racing within an hour and 15 after it rained, so you can't complain with that.
Right. So how far is Piedmont away from Rockingham track?
Piedmont from Rockingham is probably like an hour and a half.
Okay. Okay. We got another caller here, man. We're going to open up the line. 1868, your line is open.
Key.
What?
Hey, how's it?
You.
What's up?
Kenneth Andre.
What's up?
Find me a 250.
Hey, speaking of 250s, I might have found you one.
I'm getting ready to sell my shit, nigga. Scared to run.
I might have found you a victim. They talking about he got a fast 250. I'll get back with you on that.
Please do.
I'm going to see what he's talking about. Let him know who you is. We might have a show, and they need to know who the people is.
Yeah, this drive-by racing. We'll be there at a 27. Shutting in at 250. Shutting in at two-stroke down. I don't give a damn it's a 500.
Now, you can't say that.
I said it.
Lil Self can't ride both the damn bikes.
I said it.
He can't ride both of them.
You know what he going to ride first.
And you know where my money going then.
You know what he going to ride first.
I don't think people like when you take their jockeys.
Hey, ain't number one jockey.
He can't ride them all.
No, he can't ride them all. He can't ride them all.
Like, we had that long conversation the other day, so we see eye to eye.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't even worried about that part of it.
Yeah, so we'll see what we can work out on that situation.
We gotta do something. If that boy Tony Swan comes, his bike look good. He might do some numbers.
Yeah, that'll be a good race for you. I've been working with him for a while, man, trying to get him to come up here.
Yeah, well, I seen he got his little bike together now, that
motherfucker. And that other dude, Alan Wells dude.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a little bit bigger than Tony. They got the same setup, he's just a little bit bigger.
Well, as long as they know it's a difference between dirt and asphalt.
They better. We hooking.
They better know the difference.
Guys, we got another caller here. We got another caller here, guys. We're going to open up the line here. 9931. When your line is open.
Yo.
What's going on?
Who is this?
I mean, this is Chris, the host of the show. We got several guys on already.
Who did?
What's going on, Kenneth? It's Moody, Kenneth.
What's up, Moody?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just checking in, man. Listen to y'all boys talk.
I heard the boys hating on CTE today.
Yeah. Haters don't hate the haters. You got to let them stay in their own lane. You know how it go, Kenneth.
I'm about to come out and jump beside somebody in the lane and they don't even know it.
Call them out, Kenneth.
He said we ain't going to even call them out. We're just going to post a picture in about a week. So we'll be on the lookout.
Well, I'm calling out Amy 421, Cheetah Cub, Benji Motor, Zyde Frame, Stop Chassis, anybody on the street. Anytime, let me know.
All right. We got another caller here. We're going to open up the line here, 3804. Your line is open.
We want Moody.
I got them cheerleaders here in Kenneth.
I see somebody jumping out their seat already. Who there? Who is we?
We want Moody.
Who is we? Can we speak up?
Street Burning.
Street Burning.
I'm gonna send him some pom poms.
It don't matter. You know our race, though.
Yeah, we agree. Y'all race. Ain't knocking that. I was just trying to figure out who was we talking to. I like to know who I'm talking to so I can, you know, like you said, so we can get a feel for it, really.
Yeah, I'm just messing with him. I'm just trying to get some hype going. I just went back on Facebook and posted, told the guys to call now.
Yeah, I see. It'll be popping next week. We'll get everything situated.
Yeah. Moody, I heard you did them boys wrong this week.
Hey, Tony, I was, yeah. It won't no love shown, man, for real. Like, we had to give up two times, then he get called out a third time, and they ain't want to make nothing fair. That ain't right.
Yeah.
And he got stole the second race.
What was it on the top end? Kill it.
We're not going to talk about the top end.
Was it the Gap Band playing Charlie Wilson?
Yeah, it was sad on the big end.
Not bad for the first time out, was it, Kenny?
Yeah, and the bike one, you're running good.
Now, let me tell them that, Kenny. They don't
hey, Moody.
What's
Moody. I might got a nice race for you. I got a true OME stock coming, right?
Yeah.
I'll run you head up 300 feet. That'll be a good race.
When you want to do it?
Huh?
When you want to do it?
When y'all run off the light.
Huh?
Y'all run off the light.
See, that's the thing. I'm going to see how he do on the light this weekend, and then I'm going to know because I'm going to take him up there and see how he do on the light this week. Because personally, I like the light better myself because it ain't all that jumping, you know.
It ain't nothing but a reaction. I mean, if you got a brain, you can think.
Yeah.
All it is. If you got a brain, you can think. Light, come on, you go.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
I mean, fly, man, you pretty much waiting for the man to throw his hands up because it's pretty much the same thing. You know, when a man check both riders and they move out the street, you know the light's coming on. So it's time to party then. But we'll definitely do that, son.
Yeah, that'll be a mess. I'm not for no lot, but I like my bike at 300 feet.
Yeah. When you see this 421 and 300 feet, so you're going to suggest God of mine.
Yeah.
Who's going to DA with? Moody.
What's up?
You going to Georgia?
I doubt it, man. We got a car race Saturday. So we already had lined up for about a month now. So I doubt we're going to Georgia. I wanted to, though.
I'm telling them boys need to come up here. We can do them flag man and light races on the track at Piedmont the 27th. So it won't be no excuses for hooking.
Yeah, I'm
going to still give us all the freedom we want because it won't be nothing there but us.
Yeah. I'm going to get me a brand new set of American races too, Tom.
Yeah, I hope mine be in by tomorrow. I ordered them yesterday. I actually got two sets yesterday.
Yeah.
I overnighted a set. Two-day the set and regular the set, so.
Something should show up, right?
Huh?
I said something should show up, right?
Yeah.
I hear the Richmond boys was online. Where they at?
Oh, they said they want any cub, by the way. If you missed it.
They just fly by. You see?
Fly right by with the stripper. Say he want all the action.
The stripper ain't want to strip then.
She said she wanted to shake a tail feather one time.
I asked him about a race the other day. They want you to come up there though. They said the police is there on their street, son.
So you all mainly run 300 or 8 miles at the track
No, we were 8 miles at the track. I was just trying to run with 300 feet.
Okay.
He just wanted to make Moody gamble.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Tony
and
Moody,
that might have been a good gamble, though.
I called him out a year ago with his stock sum, and he wouldn't bring it up at that time. So.
The thing is, I only have one chassis, man. So when I'm bringing, when y'all told me bring the DM, it's going to be more money, I put the DM on there and brought it.
And didn't get a race with it, dude.
And didn't get a race with it.
Well, I told you, though, Tony, I told you, as a Tony bring that damn stock, I mean, you better get more races off.
I can't wait to see him battle that Tayshaun dude, that green DM.
Like yeah, I told him, DM races, that was with Tony, and both kinds of Tony and Mustafa, you know what I mean? Mustafa down, cleared him on the top end, so I never seen a good DM race. Never. That was the one.
Anybody ever already right, running DMX engine or just the DM?
Yeah. There's two DMXs out there, but I lost against it.
Don't Country Boys got one from Florida?
Yeah. My team, I had to go to an event, then they went and gave a DMX to hit with my bike. And I lost. First race that bike lost was that jump.
Yeah, but that's you gave up to get, Tony. That's a lot in racing. You know that.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah. Make it
three. What the boy asked me for the other day, Kenny? Two and the break.
Two and the break.
Who the fuck do that, man? The same guy called me yesterday, Kenny, about 11 o'clock last night. And he was telling me he wanted to do it for, 1500?
The dude with no bar?
Yeah, how about he back down to 450? Talking about he just want to try something.
We could have done that Sunday.
Didn't I tell them to do it for the five just to gamble?
I could have swore you said we could have done a little like five right quick.
What they did, they want to jack it up trying to impress people.
Didn't even know they had a quick five they could have lost. And then, like you said, you should have went on and took that money.
You should have went on and took that damn money. That way they would have put them in the drawing, back to the drawing board.
Hey, Moody, if we go to South Carolina next week to race Cleveland, y'all going to make it?
Where?
Yeah.
They want us to come to Smokes, I think. If we go up there, though, we got a 68 Cub, the red bike that we race Julio with, we bring it.
I'll run that bike, Tony.
Yeah, that'll be a good race for you. I can guarantee you that race, and we'll run OB bike with our bike again.
Tell Big Al, I said, what's up, man?
I just tried to call him. He done turned the phone on. I'm gonna tell him to call in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely wish not to do that race though, Tony. When you talking about doing
next weekend?
Next weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so, Tony, who is Jim Brown? Tell us who Jim Brown is.
That's Mr. Cleveland mechanic. I don't know him much in my life. All I know, Mr. Cleveland called me one day and said, could you add my mechanic to King of the Street? And told me his name was Jim Brown. And I added him. So that's how I know he's Mr. Cleveland mechanic.
Yeah. Why you had a hold on for me, Tony?
Huh?
Because you did his bike dirty. That's why. You know why.
Pretty much we showed them that they spent money in the wrong place.
Yeah, they called me tonight, though. They want to run Sunday.
Okay. So y'all going to run in Georgia?
I can't make it out there Sunday because I got to be back down here for a picnic Sunday, unless they're going to do it early Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
But, no, Al and none of them ain't going to the event, so I doubt if it most likely going to be next weekend.
I'm just wondering, who all going to the event then?
I guess just TMR people.
That ain't good. That is not good.
Oh, are you are going to the Grudgeon? I attended a few of them back in the 2010 year over there at the US 19 track, and it was very few people from on this end of town. I think that attended that race over in Georgia. So I don't know. They, you know, with these guys now over there, may be something different. So, I mean, it really, it seems like it's two different races. Well, not races, but setups for it with this banter stuff. You got the grudge races, you know, more, and then you got the class type racing too. So,
but
that's
what
I'm beginning.
We've been trying it. We've been trying classes and.
Don't nobody want to do it, really. Like, even like, because a stock sale know where to go to a Cub, like, well, let me get this instead of going to run that, jumping that stock sale class and winning easy money. Like, that's why I'd be pressing that so much. Like, it's so dumb to do that when you can just go get money in your class.
Yeah.
Right. But you think more of the class, grudge racing is more than the class racing?
Yeah, definitely.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
They get,
okay,
they really know their grudge race way before their class race. I don't know whether it's a, you think somebody gonna see your time thing or something. I don't know.
Right.
Might not do that. It's more of that. Me, I'm a fan of racing, and I see when it comes to like times on the track and what you run on the street. It's pretty much just two different things. You know what I mean? A lot of people get caught up in speed. I'm an ET man because I feel like the ET, is the quicker you get to the down there, it's, the quicker you get down there, that's when the race is over pretty much, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I feel like people get caught up in the speed, you know what I mean? And, oh, my mile per hour this, my mile per hour that. And one thing I learned about racing, you know what I mean, a mile per hour, you can do it. I have been out there in the streets and we put back some of the timers in. I've seen backs make good straight passes and do the same mile per hour as when they do a so-so pass. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And definitely, I try not to get caught up in that track stuff, man, with the backs, really. Like I told my family, you know what I mean? I never even took my back to the track, Kenneth. And you pretty much know that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I try not to get caught up in that, man.
What about the index, like a dial in a 6-0, something like that? Would it be more better to do that than for us trying to settle the class, or people still don't really want to run in that class stuff? Because, I mean, because a bike running fast, you still can detune it to run 6-0.
Yeah, I think those guys might still be running a 5-7 and might try to get in that 6-0 class. Because, I mean, a rider, you know, he can get out there as long as he's on a decent pass, he can lay off the gas a little bit and make that time still good. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can make that time look where it's in that 6-0 index.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I like where they try to go with the thing, but it's to the point where those guys not going to show no time. You know what I mean? But
right.
Like me, I try not to get caught in that track in the street. Cause I know that's two different worlds.
Once they come to the track and then they already know something can do this and they got that and they don't see something close to that number, it's hell. Trying to get them to race, trying to get anything, you'll come off better just finding you a race and going for it.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to see a lot of the grudge bike guys, man, when they do their grudge racing, they don't even, they tell the time people don't even print a ticket, you know, just do the race. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
You know when they print those tickets, you know, like, the tickets are so size. So that's why they don't print the ticket, turn that ticket up at the red. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now exactly what you think about that, but.
I forgot we got three callers here, man, so we're going to go on and open up the lines. We're at 8873. Your line is open.
Y'all go ahead and call attendance. Who all we got on here tonight?
I think, hey, Petey, press one.
Press one?
Yeah, you already on. What's up?
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I was trying to catch up with y'all, what y'all had going on here.
No,
man,
look,
they said they're looking for Tree King. They're looking for Tree King. Who is the Tree King? They're looking for him.
Hey, I can't play in the streets, though, Tony. And Tree King don't mean nothing in the streets.
Nah, I'm on the light. They showed Mr. Cleve them about the light.
They say Pete is so bad on the tree, he can break that motherfucker.
Well, we got another caller here. You go on. What you?
My thing is with the street and the track. I mean, I couldn't realize that it is two different setups. I always thought that, you know, it's a bunch of bull. Man say he can't run the track, but to run the street or run the street he can't run the track. I couldn't find that out. It's to my personal opinion. It's easier with smaller bikes because you ain't putting down as much power.
I thought we were gonna keep getting y'all money because we brought them little bikes up there in the street that time.
Man, I thought okay. We kept making that drag chase out there trying to run Tony. And you see where it set us at? I mean, we thought it was just as easy. It's just maybe changing the gear or something. We'll change the tire, but I couldn't realize that ain't true.
Yeah, I know it ain't true.
I swear it ain't. Well, you can. But now, at the same time, you can get on some bad roads. I have been on bad roads where you just, that man out there out hooking you on that certain road for some kind of reason. It's just his tire, his setup, you know. That's the trick in the streets, though. You got to have everything clicking. Even your other got to be clicking.
I say you're a hell of a rider, boy.
Yeah. We got another caller here, guys. We got 6556. Your line is open.
Yo, 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 what's going on?
Who we got here? Who this?
This Tevin Huntley, the 60-foot king, them Huntley boys.
What's going on, y'all boys?
Good.
Hey, Kevin, your best friend was on the line earlier. He said he coming to Piedmont to shut you down even though he ain't in your class.
Who that?
You know who it is.
There was plenty of them that claim it, but I want to know who it is.
It was CM7.
CM7, who that?
That white 450.
CM7, I ain't never heard of him. Has he ran anybody?
I don't know. I think they ran one time in the street earlier.
One time, that sounds all right.
Yeah, Tim, I won't let them boys get your head because I still got it on my dresser.
Hey, Petey.
I don't know, I think I tired, ain't
your
y'all?
Peter, your head probably still hurting from the first time of race when I cut the tree down on you, but we ain't gonna talk about that. That's old news.
Oh yeah. Tony, when you gonna get them cubs going?
Next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, next weekend. I told Moody to bring the 68 cub. He can run the Bulldog and y'all can bring Sweet Sheep, bring one. I got a cub now.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, so y'all can run out with Street Sweeper. And I'm going to run Moody 300 feet with the stop sign.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that would be a
yeah, we'll do that.
We'll do the
auto lot.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I can't see, but.
Yeah, he's going to find out about that this weekend, Petey. Hold on, slow down. You're moving too fast.
Where y'all boys running that next weekend?
We're going to try to come to, I guess, Georgia, South Carolina, somewhere. How that road is down there, PD and Smoke?
I kind of like it, man. Last time I went out, I run the DSGV boys. Last time I've been, transmission messed up in fourth gear, but it's still a good race. Now, as far as the highway hooking, it hooks to me.
Yeah, I ain't never been there either. I've been to Midway, but I ain't never been to Smoke's.
It's a good neighborhood. I mean, you can park in the guy's yard and stuff, and I've never been out there and encountered the law. I've been there at 10 o'clock in the morning and don't leave about 12. So it's
okay.
A good little spot. It's out in the country, way out in the country.
We got three more callers on here, man. I'm going to open up the line and try to get rid of one. Apparently, we've got 2174. Your line is open.
Yo, who we got? Let yourself be known. I guess they just want to listen, y'all.
All right, we got these states. So we got 1043. I mean, your line is open.
Yeah, giving you a conversation.
Who we got on the line?
Yeah, my name is John Malone.
You say who?
John, I'm running with King Moan. You got a white 450 or mocha. Stop wheelbase.
King Moan. Oh, running from them humps.
Yeah, boy.
Dogs at Rico Saturday looking for King Moan. He claimed his clutches were slipping.
Yeah, we ain't had a white bite rich yet, but we coming out.
Come October at Piedmont. Them Huntley boys looking for King Moan on that track.
You start wheelbase? Yeah, we start wheelbase.
King Moan, y'all start wheelbase, right?
Yeah, we start wheelbase.
Yeah, you already know them Huntley boys, right?
Yeah, you the king of start wheelbase. We want your crown from here.
Yeah, we're going to get it on in October. I'll be there. I was looking for y'all Saturday. What happened? Y'all claim y'all clutches were slipping.
Yeah, man, I don't know. We ain't had a bite set up, I guess. We were supposed to have it right. We ain't had to stop the game and have it right, but I don't know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we'll meet in Piedmont in October and get it on.
Yeah, what's up?
We got another caller here, 8810. Man, your line is open.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, who we got here?
It's Red D.
Who this?
Red
the
D.
The flea himself.
That's him?
That's his name, Dead D, around my way.
Yeah. I ain't never seen a big man run so fast.
Oh, shit. You put your track shoes on, Moody?
Yeah, nah. Moody put track shoes on. I can't catch his big ass.
No, the bottom
came off
of.
Okay.
We got about
20-something more seconds left in this show. I hate to cut it so short, but this is just the first steps, man, in this show here. We're going to try to get more control and get the schedule out. Next week, probably... Other than Wednesday night, we may try to get something out between, like on a Monday, Tuesday, maybe the next week to try that. And I will communicate that out to Kenny, whatever, and we can kind of go from there. But this is something that, you know, I love to see be grown into something big, you know, maybe for it with the ATV, because I'm thinking this is something that ain't really never been done before with the ATV. So,
we appreciate you too, man.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Like I said, I'll have more bet on the schedule and stuff for next week, but we will try to get another show in for next week, if that's cool with you all.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, just
okay. I sure will. Well, that's the hour for this night here, and sorry for that schedule, like I said, 11 o'clock, man, that Eastern time kind of off schedule, but we will make sure all that stuff is straight for next week. So with that being said, we're going to set the show down tonight, but we will catch back up either Monday or Tuesday next week maybe. But I'll communicate it on to Kenny, and then we can get the other information out to the other guy.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, so with that, I do appreciate you all time for tonight. So we will try again next week, though.
All right.
All right, guys.